It was like music by Aaron Copland, the American composer, Gene Backstresser on the flute, Israela Margalit on the piano with a duo for flute and piano. You're listening to The Jukebox here on the New Classical FM, and I have a very special guest in studio today. He is the artistic director of Huronia Symphony, which begins its season, its fall season, in only 5 days, October 23rd. Mark your calendars. If you're in the Barrie area, and you wish to come to these exquisite series of concerts, beginning with New Beginnings, Nature, Life, and Love, great classical masterworks there, Puccini, Smetana, Dvorak coming up. And I have our special guest to help us walk through this season. Welcome to the Jukebox, Maestro Balaburski.
Hello. Hi, Daniel.
Oh, try that one more time. There we go.
Hello.
Welcome to the show. Now, you grew up in Macedonia. How do you say welcome in Macedonian?
Dobre dojde.
Dobre dojde. Oh, yes. Right. Yes. I've learned my Macedonian for the day.
Yes.
You grew up in the capital, Skopje, and yes. You eventually came to Canada to do a master's degree in conducting. Tell us a little bit about growing up in Macedonia. One immediately thinks of water, beautiful lakes, the deepest underwater cave. I just learned that this morning.
Yes, that's true.
Yeah.
That's true. That's a good good information. Well, as you know, you lived in Europe, and in Macedonia, the music is a primary of a social living, the art in general, visual art, and being in music school was something that for some of those kids that were interested in that was almost a natural thing to do. And we still have elementary music school, a music high school, and a faculty of music, and it's all connected. And
right, which is a European phenomenon that was tried in Toronto, I remember, but didn't quite work out.
Yeah, it's a different perspective of what music represents in people's life, and over there is a part of the living fabric.
Yes,
here is it has a different connotation. So it's a. I just grew up with music, and that was a normal thing, actually.
Natural. Music was your second language.
So basically, yes.
You had a scholarship from the Macedonian government. Why conducting and also composing? You had an interest in composing.
Yeah, I thought that I can do more than just exploring music from a perspective of knowing it or teaching it or playing it or anything like that. I thought that I can do something more than that. I don't know if I'm succeeding, but
I'm trying. We'll see in a second.
I'm trying. And I had a great wish to start studying composing, but actually composing and conducting. And I was told at the faculty that that's practically physically impossible because of the subject being doubled and the schedule and everything. So I've decided to go for conducting. Yep. And I studied there. It's a similar scholar system as Vienna Hochschule. It's 5 years.
Yes.
After that, actually, during my studies, I had a chance of starting working in the opera house there. And that's how my career started.
A fantastic start. Yeah. That's a big responsibility to run an opera.
It is. Yeah, I was opera lucky house. to be a mentor, a person that a conductor, Vancho Chavdarsky, who was a conductor in Australia, he came back and he saw something that he wanted to help me in that development. And I started assisting him and working with a choir and starting from, you know, the littlest possible ensemble and growing up.
Now, you have many hats, because in addition to opera, I see a lot of different genres sticking out here. Symphonic, chamber music performances, and also silent movie performances, which requires a little bit of improv. Do you improvise yourself?
Yeah, the silent movie was an attempt of Huronia Symphony to bring something new in the program. So basically, there is a music that is written for the Charlie Chaplin and Buster Keaton music. Mm-hmm. It's for a small orchestra, of course, one per part. But the way how to perform it was an absolutely new thing for me. I didn't know what to expect. opera was helpful in that sense, the opera performance, because you usually follow the singers. They never look at the conductor. Sorry, singers.
Forgiven.
In this case, it's the movie that dictates you what to do, an exact point where you have to be in the music.
Yep.
And that was at moments really frustrating, really scary at moments.
Yeah, and it's hard to rehearse that, right?
It's really hard to rehearse, and the orchestra has to be really present, know the music, be very
and
focused.
The score. Yeah.
And they have to also know the movie. Not
the movie
just,
score, exactly. Yeah.
So basically, I had to memorize the movie, memorize the cues, and memorize the music in order to be able to conduct that 20-minute movie.
And that must have been fascinating, an incredible experience for the audience, just to watch how the music used to come to life in these silent movie cinemas.
Everything, all the effects, the guns and the claps and the tear of the paper, and everything was live, basically.
Phenomenal.
It's beautiful.
Well, let's move on to your season. Coming up October 23rd, New Beginnings, your first concert, 3:30 p.m. Mark your calendars. If you're up in the Barrie area or want to come to the Barrie area, here's a perfect opportunity. October 23rd, tell us about this premier concert.
Well, this is our first full season after two difficult years. You know, during those 2 years, some orchestras struggled to survive, some to have anything to do. More you're on the periphery of Toronto and Ontario was even more difficult because you could hardly find people and everybody was very concerned about their well-being. So in May, we had a first concert, initial concert to get together and do something. And this is our beginning of our new season.
Excellent.
Full season. So,
and you have Puccini, Smetana, and Dvorak.
Yeah. Smetana, Moldau, or Voltava,
nice.
Depending who knows which way to pronounce that, is a piece that everybody loves.
It's
just a piece that everybody knows and everybody loves.
Well, we have a big community of Czech listeners on our station, so that's a very frequent request.
Yeah.
And they've also pinpointed, they don't want to hear only the Moldau, but also the other movements.
That's true, yeah. They're not as often performed, and they should be.
Yes.
It's a major piece, and it's not an easy piece to perform in its entirety.
Yes.
But the other two pieces, Puccini and Othello from Dvorak, are not that often performed.
Ah,
and,
fascinating.
Puccini wrote a piece called Preludio Sinfonico, which was his student work for his teacher, Ponchielli, his composer's teacher, composing teacher. And you can see in that piece that the whole idea of what Puccini had as a composer of harmonic language, melodies, line, atmosphere in his later works, in his operas, is comprised in that
So
piece.
It's an early work.
It's a student work.
A student work.
Yes.
Fascinating.
And,
wow. And you already had that sense of great melody.
Yes,
growing up in beautiful Lucca, Tuscany, the sunshine.
Everything that Puccini is, actually. And it's amazing because obviously since his student days, he had a very clear picture where he wants to go. Even from that Preludio Sinfonico, pieces are used later in his operas. And so that's not very much performed piece. It was lost at the time and then discovered and performed.
Okay.
So,
well, let's move on to December. You have a family concert. That sounds like fun. Some Christmas iconic favorites.
Yeah, we owe to our patrons a Christmas concert, our holiday concert. It's full with the most famous, beloved pieces that represent the holiday season. And we didn't have it for 2 years, and we are kind of thirsty for that. And I think that the audience is also, so we're going to present that to
them. I hope Santa shows up for that one. That is December 18th, 2022. Now, moving on to next year, another family concert. You're really taking care of our youth now. What's this all about? This is February.
In February, we traditionally have a youth program in which we invite young musicians, really young musicians, to learn a couple of pieces, arrangement of a couple of pieces of the so-called golden repertoire or standard repertoire.
Yep.
And dip a little bit their feet into that water and then give them opportunity to sit down with a big orchestra and perform and see how that feels
right
when you play something big.
Yep.
And also on this concert, we're going to have a couple of young musicians who are winners of the North York Music Festival.
Okay.
And they're extremely talented, high-level musicians, but young. And I wanted to put them in this concert so that the young musicians that aspire to become something here, that actually with a lot of work and talent, you can
fantastic
become something.
And I see a third one, a family concert, the hockey sweater.
The
that's
hockey sweater.
Fun. I remember
yes.
we had that in Collingwood with Abigail Richardson Schulte's arrangement.
Yes, that's piece by
very
her.
Very well
that's,
done.
Yeah, that's music by her and
yep.
A very interesting piece that we think we want to bring the hockey lovers of Barrie that we have a lot and try to connect them to what else exists in Barrie, which is the classical music.
Wonderful.
So that we can have a nice environment there and they enjoy the music.
And then the Grand Slam, May 13th, Great Traditions, last night of the proms. English, what a feast of English composers there. Eric Coates, Sir Edward Elgar, beginning with Canada's anthem, the Royal Anthem. Tell us about
yes.
this one.
This is a concert that we had in our last seasons, and we were not sure how it's going to be because this is, of course, not Britain, it's Canada, and this is a very much British tradition. But interestingly enough, we not only had British people coming or people with a British origin, but we had from all walks of life coming people and just enjoying the music. And it's a concert that actually represents the end of our season, which actually it is. In London, it's the last day of the proms of the
right.
summer concerts. In this case, it's our end of our season.
A fantastic program.
To market with great music.
I've been speaking with Oliver Balaburski, a fantastic chat here about the Huronia Symphony season beginning in only 5 days up here in Barrie at the United Church. Mark your calendars. The first concert, 3:30 p.m., October 23rd. And to get your tickets, go to huroniasymphony.ca. Or call their box office. That's 705-721-4752. That box office number, 705-721-4752. Thank you, Oliver. It's been a pleasure. Have a wonderful morning and a fantastic season ahead.
Thank you very much, and congratulations on your show. And I wish you all the success, and people enjoy your show. I can hear on the radio they're full with compliments, and I wish you all the best.
Oh, thank you. I appreciate that. Now, on the note of silent movie, here is The Entertainer by Scott Joplin.